My cousin posted this on social media just recently, and Ashley brought it to my attention, and I wanted to share it with you guys today, or this morning, before we jump into this. It says this: to you who mother the motherless, to you who mother children under your own roof, and to you whose babies have grown up and flown away, to you who mother in the classroom, the counseling room, the playground, the church building, to you who ache to be called mama, you who wait and wonder and pray, to you whose babies have gone ahead of you to glory, to you who love your friends' babies like they're your own, who show up for the joys and the tears, we thank God for you and pray God's rich grace and blessing over you and yours today. So this Mother's Day, we thank all of you mothers. And that takes shape in many, many different forms. And so we just want to celebrate and thank you for the sacrifice that, yes, mothers, but those who play that role so very well, mothers. And we want to celebrate and thank you today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We get to just set aside a special moment for our mothers. They mean so much to us. We think we are who we are today because of special people in our lives. And for most of us, that we would say, especially our mother. So we thank you for placing them in our life, and we celebrate them today, and we look forward to honoring them for the wonderful sacrifice and for showing us you. They do a beautiful job of that. So open up your word to us, Lord. May we have ears to hear and eyes to see your truth, that we will leave here and changed and encouraged and inspired to follow after you, to seek your face. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Mother's Day is a special day, and it's not long enough to say thank you for all the wonderful things you do. So we're going to just try to do it as best we can here in this service. And what I want to do is, what I love to do on Mother's Day is really allow mothers to paint a beautiful picture of us, of who God really is. Because when you describe mothers, a godly mother, really what it does is it directs us to God and who He is in our life. A lot of people ask questions, you know, well, who is God? How do you define God? How do you describe God? And I think there are certain people in our lives who give sacrificially, who give them themselves, who are kind, gentle, loving, strong. And then we say, this is who God is. And mothers, you fit that very well. And I love the verse on the top of your note-taking guide there. This is going to be kind of our theme verse for today. It says this in 1 John 4:12. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. No one has ever seen God. But I think we get to see God through mothers. We get to get a good physical depiction and description, an example of who God really is in our lives when we look at a godly mother. So mothers, thank you for bringing heaven to earth to allow us to see, oh, this is who God is. This is what God's love looks like. We thank you for that, for the sacrifices that you've made, for the unconditional love that you've given, for setting your own goals aside so that your children and your family could succeed. That it directs us directly to God, and we thank you for that. The next verse I want to focus on today is 1 Peter 4:8. Describes the love so well. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Deeply. Love deeply. And I think that describes a mother's love, because a mother's love goes so much beyond convenience or comfort. You know, it's a love that is deep, that is beyond when we just feel like it. And so mothers, I thank you again for allowing us to see God in the way that you love, in the way that you love deeply. So we thank you for that. And so what we're going to do is just look at a few virtues of a mother and allow us to be seeing the mothers, but allow us again to direct what we talk about, to see and define really who God is in our life. And so let's jump in our notes real quick. You'll see, mothers, you show us Christ. You are a beautiful depiction of Christ's love to us. The way you sacrifice, the way you give. I love a wonderful depiction of a wonderful mother. I think of my mother-in-law, and I'm sorry, I'm going to be talking about her a lot today. She'll probably let me know about it later. I'm going to be talking about my mom a lot. And I just remember one thing I love about my mother-in-law. When I first moved to Birmingham, you know, I was looking for an apartment. I had just graduated from Southern Wesleyan. And she just suggested, in the way that she suggests, which is insisting that I just stay at their home for a little bit. 2 years later, I was still in their home, and they were just so gracious to let me stay there. And not only did I stay in their home, I mean, she made sure I was eating breakfast. She made sure I was eating lunch. She made sure I was eating dinner. And it was just a beautiful depiction of not only, you know, yeah, you can stay in our house, but of a mother's love, you know, just going beyond the minimum. And she does that so well. And I love that verse because I think it describes my mother and mother-in-law so well. Above all, love each other deeply. So thank you, mothers, for loving us deeply. When you can stop at the minimum, you just keep going. You just keep loving. Beyond the convenience, beyond the comfort, you just keep loving. And I thank you for that. So mothers, number one, let's look at how you show us Christ. Thank you for that. Number one, mothers, thank you for being steadfast. Steadfast. You are so consistent. You are so reliable. You are so just right there. When the world falls, when everything is up and down, when the world is unfaithful, when something we think we can rely on isn't, mothers, you are always steadfast. You are always there. You're right there with us. And I thank you for that consistency. I thank you for being reliable and dependable. That is such a wonderful trait that mothers give us, being steadfast. I love the verse that describes, I think, mothers very well in 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says this, "So my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless." Strong and immovable. I think that describes our mothers very well. Strong and immovable, dependable, reliable, consistent. And I love mothers that start and initiate consistency in their life for their families and their children to rely on. Because in a world that is not dependable, we love to have patterns and rhythms in our life that we can rely on. And mothers do that very well by starting traditions, certain customs that we can rely on, being present in our children's lives so that later you're present in their memories. Because I cannot tell you, you know, when you're going through a bad day or you're going through a difficult part of your life, just remembering something from your childhood or recalling a great tradition or a custom that you started in your family, that can just change your whole perspective on what you're going through. You know, I think of, you know, going through difficult times in ministry, what I do is I always reflect back on my calling when I was at family camp when I was about 15 and people praying over me. And I always go back to that memory. And it's the same thing with mothers. Mothers, you do a great job of creating traditions and being consistent, being steadfast, so that when life gets turbulent, we can always rely on you. Thank you for being steadfast. Thank you for being strong and immovable. We thank you for that. I think of my mom creating traditions growing up. And I love those. They're so precious to me now. I remember we lived in Chillicothe, Ohio, and I've told this story before, but it was awesome because I have an older brother and a younger brother, so it was three boys, and for our birthdays, Mom would allow us to get the hose out and just saturate the entire yard until it was just a mud pit. And we would invite all our friends over, you know, these like 6 and 7, 8-year-old boys out here in this just mud pit. And she would let us just do whatever we want, slide in it, and the house at the end of the day would just be covered with mud. And that was a tradition, you know, she obviously doesn't let us do that now, but that was a tradition we had for a while growing up, and I cherished that. And she made sure that she would have these customs growing up that we could just be so thankful for. I remember going to the beach, we lived in Ohio, so to get to the beach it was like 12 hours. And so to break up the trip, she would always allow us to have these things called grab bags. Where every now we would take a rest stop, we would reach our hand into a bag and pull out a little toy just to keep us occupied. And I know some silly, but I treasure that. Even into college, when we would go to Ohio from Southern Wesleyan, Mom would always have Donato's Pizza waiting for us right there when we would get home. It's this local pizza place, and it's something that I cherish. Those memories, consistency, reliability. Mothers, thank you for being steadfast. I think even now, the awesome privilege, my mom, I can, without a doubt, call her at any moment of the day, and most of the time she'll answer. She's a very busy woman. She's in ministry full-time, juggling and wearing a lot of hats. But I'm so amazed every time I call her. Most of the time she'll answer, and most of the time she'll say, yeah, I'm just doing this, but go ahead. And she'll always make time for me. I think of me and my wife and how our mothers brought us to church growing up. It was a non-negotiable. We talked about that a few weeks ago. Church was non-negotiable. But the way they did it is, I think they did it very well, because although it was non-negotiable, they did it in a way that we were excited to go. We love to go. We love to be a part of it. And I think the fact that, you know, the two of us are in this room today is a testament of how well they implemented these customs and traditions in our lives. So mothers, thank you for being reliable. Thank you for being dependable. Jesus' mother and father did this too. And, you know, he turned out pretty well, I think. That's safe to say. But look, when he was growing up, look what his mom and dad did. Read this in Luke 2:41-42. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year. Every year. At the feast of the Passover. And when he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. Making sure every year at the custom, and they implemented this tradition and had customs for Jesus to grow up and to be strong, to lay a beautiful foundation for his life. So mothers, thank you for the memories that you've created with us. Thank you for those precious treasures that we can hold on to and rely, and it just allow us to bring a wealth of refreshingness to our life. Thank you for being steadfast. Thank you for being reliable. And thank you for allowing that to point us to who God is. That's number one. Mothers, we thank you. We thank you for being steadfast. Number two, mothers, thank you for praying. Praying, as I think, sometimes not utilized to its full potential. Prayer is a powerful tool, especially, I think, a praying mother. You know, I love to hear my mother-in-law pray, especially when she was going through her cancer times. And just the faithfulness and the boldness and the strength of her prayers. And yet how gentle and calm her prayers are. I love listening to her prayers, because you get calmness, you get gentleness, but you get strength and you get boldness. And I love that about moms. They're the strongest women. They're the strongest people I know. When I think about what you do, when I think about what you put up with, and yet at the same time, how gentle, how kind, how caring you are. I don't know how those two things go together, but they do. And I see that through my mom and my mother-in-law's prayer life. Thank you for praying for us. I love the story of a mother in the New Testament praying. Read this with me. It's a kind of an interesting story. Matthew 20:20-22. It says this. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to Jesus with her sons, bowing down and making a request of him. And he said to her, what do you wish? This is Jesus asking her. She said to him, command that in your kingdom these two sons of mine may sit on your right and then one on the left. But Jesus answered, you don't know what you're asking for. You don't know what you're getting into. And then he goes on to explain. But because it's Mother's Day, let's not harp too much on her and, you know, throw her under the bus. But let's just take the joy of what she did. Let's learn from this. Because you see a mother doing what mothers do best. Taking a risk for the success of the ones she loves. And she comes boldly and asks this audacious, ridiculous request of Jesus. And you can almost see, you know, James and John are some of the closest people to Jesus at this time. And even they, like us, are sometimes embarrassed by what their mother's doing. You know, I remember I've told this story before too, but when we were engaged, when I asked Ashley to marry me, we were in New York City and my mom was there, and my little brother was recording it all. And it was right down in Rockefeller Center. So there's tons and tons and tons and tons of people. But as we were recording, as I got down on one knee, my brother was on one side of the block and my mom was on the other side of the block. And out of the entire people in New York City right there, you hear my mom screaming, that's my son! And it's just like, oh man. So one of those moments, James and John are like, mom, we got this. We can take care of our own stuff. Stop meddling in our business. So she comes up to Jesus and says, hey, can my two sons be number two and number three? What do you think about that? And he's like, lady, you do not even know what you're asking. But look at what she does. She comes before God and with a bold request, asking that her two sons may be involved with the kingdom of God. Now, when you look at it like that, that's an awesome prayer. Coming before God, boldly asking, Lord, please, may my children be involved and follow after you, being a part of your kingdom work. That's an awesome prayer. And so, mothers, thank you for praying over your children. Thank you for praying over your families. Thank you for sacrificially taking a risk when you pray, putting your needs aside and praying for your family. Thank you so much for that. It changes us. It makes us who we are today. The powerful prayer of a mother. I think when I was in college going through some stuff, I was talking to my mom, and I'll never forget, she said, Thomas, we are praying and fasting for you. And it sunk so deep into me. You know, you hear people, oh, we're praying for you. Well, okay, I don't know if you really are or not, but thanks. But when my mom said it, again, something just hit me. She said, oh, we're praying and we're fasting for you. And that changed my whole perspective on what I was going through. Knowing that my mom would be taking time out of her day, instead of eating, she would be thinking and praying for me. There's power when mothers pray. And so mothers, thank you for sacrificing your time, your energy, to pray on behalf of someone else. Thank you. I love Colossians 1, 9 through 10. It says this, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way. I know many mothers have prayed that before. And so I thank you for that. Mothers, thank you for being steadfast. Thank you for praying. And the last one, thank you for trusting. Probably, I'm not a mother, but I can speculate this is probably one of the most difficult things that you have to do as a mother. God has entrusted you with children, with certain people to raise, and then all of a sudden one day, in order for you to continue to be a good mother, you have to release them to someone or to a different chapter of their life. And I can't imagine the trust that you have to sustain when you release your children onto the next phase. To continue to be that good mother and a good parent, you have to come to that point one day where you choose to release them. And I love this story in Exodus in the Old Testament, chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Read this with me and you kind of get a sense of what I'm talking about. It says this there in your notes. Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. This is the story of Moses and his mother, Jochebed. And when she could hide him no longer, when she did everything she could, because all the boys at that time were going to be murdered, were going to be killed. And when she did all that she could to protect and save and invest and love her child, she realized, if I'm going to continue to love and protect my child, I have to release him. Not only just release him down the Nile, but she realized she was releasing him into God's providence. In order for him to continue to follow after God, I now have to release him down this path. But the interesting thing there, where trust is so important, providence doesn't always equal peace. And so you mothers have had to really trust God, not knowing what would happen. Many of you mothers are having to trust God right now, not knowing what will happen. I mean, think about it, laying this baby in the Nile River. I mean, you can just begin to list the things that could go wrong. But she trusted God. And she came to a point where she realized, even though the odds were overwhelmingly against her, her baby may end up drowning in the river or something like that, but Jochebed trusted God to protect her baby. So mothers, I thank you for trusting God to protect your children. I can't imagine what you go through, especially mothers of daughters, when you release your children to be protected by someone else. And I mean, my mother-in-law doing that not once, not twice, not three times, but four times, trusting God with each marriage. It's a beautiful example of what it's supposed to be like. My mom, I live in Birmingham, my other brother lives in London, and my other brother lives in Nashville. She taught us growing up that one day we would have to leave in order to continue to follow after God's will. One day we're going to have to be sent out to continue to grow into who He wants us to be. So mothers, thank you for that. Thank you for trusting. And so as you look at these three virtues, in conclusion, it points us directly to God. His steadfastness, His love for us, His commitment to us. That He, in a world that's unfaithful, He is the one that is always dependable. He is the one that is always consistent. He is the one that does stuff so audacious and ridiculous for His children because He loves us. This is the God we serve. So if you've ever wondered who God is, how do I explain God, how do I describe God? I think if you look at a godly mother, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and His love is made complete in us. So mothers, thank you for bringing heaven to earth. Thank you that we can see who God really is by the way that you love us. We thank you for that and we celebrate you. Let's pray. Lord, it's an honor to celebrate these wonderful women in our life. We thank you for the journey that they have signed up for, that they have committed themselves to, that they have remained faithful to. I know being a mother never stops, and I thank you for them being so faithful in the transition of different chapters. I thank you that they trust you. I thank you that they have prayed to you. And I thank you that they have relied on you. When they wanted to give up or wanted to do the minimum, I thank you that you have been their rock as they have been ours. So Lord, we celebrate them. And we thank you that we get to see a little bit of who you are in them. We love you, Lord, and we thank you so much for mothers. Please bless them now. I know many of them are tired. Many of them have been up even just last night, worrying, stressing, taking care of sick kids. It never stops. So I pray, Lord, now that they will sense your peace in their heart, that they will be reminded that they are doing such a high calling and a wonderful job of what they do. Bless them now today. May we show them love and we celebrate them. It's in your name we pray. Amen.